Well, we're back with Dr. Michael Youssef in his studio here in Atlanta. And you know, you've done a lot of building in the world. You're challenging us this month to rebuild our broken world.
Right.
Talk to me about, you term it in two ways, constructionists mm-hmm. and obstructionists.
Right.
What's the difference? How do I discern them?
Well, they're the opposites. Either I'm building or I'm destroying. Or I'm stopping somebody else from building. And there are a lot of those around. The obstructionists are everywhere. In fact, you run into them in Christian institutions, in churches, you run them everywhere. And these are the people who will not do anything great for God, but they'll try to stop other people from doing it. D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, one time was asked, a lady walked up to him, she said, "Mr. Moody, I don't like the way you evangelize." He said, "I don't like it either. How do you evangelize?" She said, "I don't." And he said, "Well, I'd rather do the way I do it, not your way of not doing it." And in a sense, you know, the obstructionist always will come and create noise. But in reality, in the end, that's why it says, "Well done, good and faithful." And you
persistence
notice
persistence is important.
Exactly. And he did not say much done. He said well done, not much done. Because people think if they don't do something really huge, they're not going to do anything. No. If whatever area God gave you, whatever stewardship you have, whether it be in your home or in your business or your work, wherever you are, as long as you're faithful with that, and that's why, again, in another place he said, "You've been faithful with little, now I'm going to give you much."
And is it all God's? Everything matters, all the goodness that you're building on, whether it's something physical, whether it's helping children at school, wiping runny noses at home.
Jesus said a cold drink of water that matters. I mean, we always, you know, say, "What, a cold glass of water?" I mean, that's, yeah, he said that is big. As far as he was concerned, if you do it in Jesus' name. So
it's attitudinal.
Exactly.
You also talk about the idea that we need to cooperate together. We need to look at the landscape and say, let's try to find a way to pull the resources you are responsible for together. Explain that.
Well, you know, there are many churches that I have been familiar with, particularly in the days when I used to travel around and preach. And I see churches are totally divided. And, you know, just like Paul said in the Corinthians, "I'm for Paul, I'm for Cephas, I'm for Paulus, I'm for..." And they're all divided. And so I learned from mistakes of others, I learned from my mistakes. And I remember when we started this church with a tiny handful of people, and I said, "We're not going to vote. And to this day, we don't vote. We're going to listen. And if we have the Holy Spirit, who has one mind, speak to all of us. And when we all come in unity over his voice, we will move."
How do you do that? You've got a church of 3,000 now. You're not voting.
Well, I tell you, we still don't vote. But we have a monthly leaders meeting, elders meeting. It's a little now and 15 minutes. And half of that time, the first half, spent in prayer. And when we get on knees and seek God, and we've done this for 30 years, and we had people come and say, "Oh, you spent too much time in prayer." I said, "Right, you know, you're in the wrong place." So when we spend time in prayer seeking the mind of God and the mind of the Holy Spirit, by the time we finish praying, we're all united anyway. I mean, we already discerned it. And we had twice in 30 years where somebody said, "I can't agree." And we said, "Okay, that's fine. We love you enough to wait until you..." And eventually, and I tell a story. I've written a book years ago called Trust and Obey, where I tell all these experiences of what God has done. And after we took... In this particular case, it was a big, major decision. And we took 36 hours of fasting and praying.
Wow.
The person who was really the one who's saying, "No, I don't agree, I don't agree," it's the one who came, he said, I want to have the privilege and the joy of making the proposal that we go.
So let's take that now. There's a lot of people watching who have completely, you know, full business workplaces.
Yeah.
And prayer, 90 minutes in prayer is not happening in the boardroom.
Of course, I was only speaking to churches. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah. How can you take your passion, you come to work as someone fully connected to God, serving, working with God. How do you move as a builder in your workplace, a cooperator?
Absolutely. The first thing you do is you be sure you're spending time with God. Even in the early days, they said they knew they were with Jesus. They knew they were with Jesus. How? I mean, it just showed up on their faces. And so when you are spending time with God, it's going to show on your face, even among the pagans and the atheists and agnostics and the non-believers. You will see favor that God is going to give you even with the non-believers. But I can't expect a favor when I'm, spending, telegraphic prayer driving in the car, but I don't make God a priority. I remember when I was even a pastor, I was doing exactly that. So I'm not speaking down on anybody. It's my testimony. And I was so busy the early days of the church. I was the only pastor on staff and it was growing fast and I was running. And so my prayers and basically became in the car going to a breakfast appointment and then I had lunch appointment. They had appointments in between. And so that's how my prayer life was. And even the Bible reading, it was just a passage that I'm preaching from. And then I got hit with double pneumonia. I mean, literally knocked me. I had so many other diseases growing up, but this was, that just knocked me on my back for 14 days. And I would say, when on your back, there's no way to look except up. And the Lord said, now I got your attention. You cannot minister to anybody unless you first minister to me. Well, I remember that day like today. It was 26 years ago. I mean, I just sobbed like a baby. I said, Lord, I am so sorry. And do you know, from that day on, I don't even use alarm clock. But early in the morning, the Lord wakes me up, and I spend the first 2 hours with Him and in intimacy with Him. And I think everybody can do that.
Regardless of your profession.
You know, watch television less. do other things. I mean, we make excuses, but if we really want to serious about really intimacy with Christ, we're going to see things are going to happen in the secular world, going to happen in government offices, going to happen in your company, it's going to happen in your neighborhood, it's going to happen at home in your campus or on the university campus or at school. God literally is going to give you a favor, just like He did with Nehemiah, with the king of Persia, and even with the destructionist, Sanballat and Tobiah and the rest of the company.
All right, Dr. Michael Youssef, God help me rebuild my broken world. Be sure to get your copy. We've learned so much as we've sat with these sessions with Dr. Youssef. We're going to be back tomorrow, Dr. Youssef, and talk about your family and your grandchildren and just how you build a great family life together.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.